In this episode, we'll get to know Zanetta and learn more about her journey as a musician. We'll drive into her creative process, inspiration behind her music, and the challenges she has faced along the way. We'll also discuss her debut single, Wanna Praise Ya, and the message she hopes to convey through her music. Zanetta is not only a talented singer-songwriter, musician, and composer, but also a dedicated music educator. Her passion for music is infectious, and I'm excited to have her share her experience and insights with us on this episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy an insightful conversation with Zanetta right after this. You're now tuned in to Divine Jams Podcast, bringing you inspiration and talented artists and the story behind the music. Divine Jams Gospel Network, and your host, Brother Ray. Alabama-based musician, music educator, singer-songwriter, and composer, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Zanetta. Welcome, my sister. Thank you for joining us and being a guest on the podcast. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Thank you for having me.
As a professional who is also a music educator, I said to myself that, you know, she is very selfless because, you know, she has great talent and you have so much that you can do musically, vocally, but you focused on education, giving it to others, right? The tools and the opportunity to increase their knowledge. Tell me about that. What was it that gave you that concept that, you know, as opposed to just, you know, using your talent as a singer-songwriter, you decided to go into music education?
Well, my mother is an educator. She was an educator for over 36 years. So you could possibly say that it was already in me. But one thing I do love about teaching is pouring into young children. And the youth are for tomorrow. And so therefore, I felt the need and the desire to help youth. I started off, honestly, subbing. I wow. really had no desire to teach. But when I was okay. there and I started getting a relationship with the children and I start seeing variety and the different walks of life and start being a part of their lives and learning about them, and so I saw a need that they need something to look up to.
Amen.
And so therefore I just went on the journey and I learned that I love teaching. At first I ran from it because of my mother. I'm like, I don't want to be like my mother. You know, she okay. did things. Okay. She played for church and she taught.
Okay.
And I just wanted to go on another path. But, you know, you can only do what God plans for you. So early on, I already knew that I needed to teach. You know, there are a lot of educators are out there, but there are also a lot of, I'll say, not good educators.
Right.
I wanted to be the good educator. I wanted to not only give knowledge as far as what my dad was the book sent, but I wanted to give life sense. Because when these kids come to the classroom, you don't know what they have gone through at home. Sometimes we are mom, we are dad, we are grandmother, grandfather. Sometimes we are therapist. Sometimes we are a spiritual advisor. And these kids need that. They need inspiration. They need love. And they need someone to say, hey, you can do this. And so, therefore, that just inspired me and pushed me more to want to help and teach these kids and give them something to look up to, give them something to look forward to in the future.
Wow. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you brought that up, because we've seen the impact that you have as an educator. And not only that, the song, the debut single, you know, we saw on social media, on your pages, that, wow, this actually is similar to what the book of Proverbs say about, you know, training your kids the way they should go. And then, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, when they get older, they will remember. In fact, that kind of like coincided with my life. And we have a video, in fact, that your kids, your students, you know, done for you. And it's such amazing, amazing thing. And I want to share that, if that's okay with you, with the audience.
That's fine.
Amen. Praise God. Let's check it out, guys. Here's the students at the school where Zanata is teaching. And here's the video of the dance that they created for her song. I want you to check it out.
Must confess that I'm truly blessed and thankful, so thankful
for all that you've done for me.
For me,
you gave me the victory. Yeah. I just wanna praise you,
praise you. I wanna praise you. Yes, I do.
Wow. Praise God. I know that had to be, very touching for you to see these youngsters, you know, actually praising, you know, God with your music, you know. And I'm just so overwhelmed when I saw that. I knew that you were certainly on the right course, doing God's will. And I can foresee many things God is going to do with you. And again, the blueprint of teaching, and you with your faith rubbing off to them, is just amazing. Let me ask you this. What triggered you to first write about Wanna Praise You, or Wanna Praise Ya, I should say?
Well, I was a good time in my life. I was in a bad relationship. You know, sometimes we choose who we want instead of waiting on God to choose for. And so I chose what I wanted, and you know, I got what I wanted. And he was very abusive to me emotionally, physically, and I was just praising God in advance. One day we got in an altercation, and it was very bad. My front teeth were broken. I'm going to just leave it at that. Therefore, I was in the hospital, and the song just came to me, the lyrics. At first, it was just the chorus. And I remember there was a nurse there, that came and told me that it was going to be all right. And when she left out, that's when the lyrics start coming to me. And I wrote that song in the hospital bed.
Wow. My God. Wow. I don't know how difficult that had to be, but yeah, that sounds very yeah, I know God works in mysterious ways, but through your pain. And I do understand that oftentimes, you know, artists write, you know, music through pain or happiness, but at that moment God said write.
Yeah.
And you were able to listen and focus. That's deep, you know, and very deep. So would you say that this is now a part of your creative process? You come up with the lyrics first through, you know, whatever experiences, or how exactly would you say, other than this specific song, you would, you know, claim or say your creative process is what as far as creating new music?
Well, it comes to me in different forms. Sometimes I don't say there's always just one way. I am a
piece, right.
So sometimes the tune just comes to me, and then while I'm playing with the tune, lyric starts flowing within me. Sometimes I could be driving and lyrics come up. That's why I always keep a recording device with me. When something like that happens, sometimes a title will just come up, and I'll just go on my recording device and put the title. I have even woken up in the middle of my sleep and some lyrics or verses come to me and I grab my phone. So there's just different methods. A funny thing is my son, my youngest son, says I have a tendency to write when I am going through something, maybe some stress or something emotional, some hurt. I have a tendency to write. So I see that as kind of therapy for me. He'll make a joke, like if he sees me upset or sees me crying or something like that, he'll say something like, "Well, there goes another song." And he'll take me out of my sadness and I'll start laughing because he's like, "Go right."
Right.
Yes, it comes to me in waves at different times. It really just comes anytime. You know, I could, be eating dinner and something will just happen or something just come up.
Okay, that's a good answer, and I see it as a soothing mechanism for you, and I can see how, yes, it's also a therapeutic concept as well. And yeah, that's great, and I'm glad that you utilize that talent in that way as well. It's nothing like getting that fresh idea, like you said, keeping your recorder with you, almost like a music journalist. And we actually did some publishing on articles about specific careers in the music industry, and that kind of sound like, you know, one of the careers that I discussed in the article, music journalists, how they typically will carry, you know, their recording device, etc., and, you know, jot down those notes immediately. So yeah, that's amazing, and it makes sense. Again, you know, I commend you for being able to do that, because it sounds like it can be very difficult when you're going through adversity to take time to say, "I'm gonna write about it." And I like the way that you channel, you know, your, you know, situations or issues that way, and make it out of something where that others can benefit from it. Because I'm pretty sure, again, as I mentioned in, you know, earlier, that, you know, those situations like domestic violence is pretty, you know, prevalent you know, in our society. And I'm almost sure that it can be a soothing mechanism for other people. So I commend you on that, my sister, and continue to pray for you and your struggles and as you continue to be healed. Right. So, but let me ask you this, if you can, because I looked at your behind the story bio about if you would be able to name a few people that you think you can, you know, say that your music, not necessarily imitate or is like, but if we had to name a major label artist where people already know who they are. You mentioned some names, and I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to ask you this and see if it relates to what you put on that specific answer. If you had to open a show for any artist at this time, who would that be right now and why?
Kirk. I love you, yeah. Kirk. Right.
We're going to have to tag him. Kirk Franklin. And why Kirk Franklin?
Oh, he's just a great inspiration. I've loved him since I can remember when he first came out. I am still even aware of him when he was with GMWA. Just his writing skills and his harmonization, that's what I really studied listening to him. How he arranged and harmonized in his background vocals, just the whole composition process. And I just love him. I love him and I love him.
That's amazing, because as you are a composer as well, and Kirk is definitely in the business of compositions and creating from the ground up. And that's another thing about you that, you know, I really love, that you have so many hats. You know, it's not just the vocals, it's not the lead and background, but you have the skills. Can I brag a little bit and say what your degree is in music? Is it okay to share with everybody? Go ahead and tell them. You go ahead and tell them.
What do you want me to tell them?
He has a doctorate, ladies. See, I'm an educational junkie. And, you know, I love, you know, when people aspire to, you know, build on knowledge. My favorite, you know, saying is, you know, Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so I'm so into it. And not necessarily, you know, academics. It can be in whatever way you want to obtain knowledge. Now in these days with the new AI, if you don't have knowledge, something is going bad in your life, because they actually putting it out there for you to get it so easily. Even, you know, we said Google was the ideal way of getting knowledge fast. Of course, you have to verify, you know, much of it, but even faster is the new AI. So I am a educational junkie, and I admire those who go out and not only, you know, put their all into their singing, but want to learn the, you know, educational aspect of it, the history, you know. And that right there, I'm amazed about you, because you don't have to lean on wondering if I'm going to get a hit record, because your first passion is teaching it. Right. You have something to fall back on, regardless if your music, you know, go, you know, platinum or whatever. You have that solid foundation, stability, steady income of being an educator. And I think that blueprint should be for a lot of artists, you know, because getting into the music business is tough. It's hard to break, you know, that, you know, I don't know, that boundary of becoming very successful in it. And even if you do become successful in it, you have to sustain, right? You have to continue, write and record, and, you know, be able to continue to be financially off. So with that background of education, I really appreciate you. You need to go and start doing some seminars about, you know, getting people to look at educating themselves in their craft. Again, not necessarily academics, but having something to fall back on. If that is your idea career, right? Music, if that's your idea career, why not get into, you know, the many different jobs there are, and, you know, you can build an alliance. You can build, you know, people that you work with on a daily basis because of what you do. And those connections will come. Those connections will eventually come because you are already in that industry. So,
because this is a learning process. I'm always out to learn, and I am getting educated in this process. So you wanted to know, wanted me to talk about my background. Well, I do. I can, you know, sit up there and say I have degrees in piano and voice. I also have degrees in music entertainment. So, but I'm still trying to learn. One thing my dad used to say, there's no sense like bought sense. That didn't make sense to me years ago, but it makes sense to me now. And I have a lot of talented youth at the school that I teach. I actually teach at two schools, high school and a college. And this is a learning process for me to take the information back to them that want to go on this path. My mother, I thank her for always telling me to get my education and to have a plan B. So teaching will always be there for me to fall back on and for me to keep. It was my students that pushed me into recording, because they were like, you inspire us, you push us to be the best musicians and singers. Why aren't you doing this? And that was just a light bulb in my head. And I just realized, I said, you know what? You're right. And then also my dad was always a great advocate of me doing music. I started piano at the age of 4, and my dad was a retired veteran. And so he was basically dad and mom at home, because my mom was a teacher. I can recall and remember that I never missed a piano. He made sure I was at every lesson. And if I couldn't be at that lesson because of things, situations, me being ill, he always had a makeup lesson. So I thank my parents. I thank God for this journey. But this is an educational process for me to take the information and for me to learn for myself.
So did they see in the beginning that you had the interest of music, or was it maybe just an influence of what they were already into that perhaps drove you to further your music endeavors?
Yes, it was my mother. Actually, she's a singer and she was a minister of music. And she saw the gift in me early. She was a well-known singer in our city where we lived. And the story she told me is that she was singing one day in the kitchen, and I came in the kitchen. She said, I sung real high because she was singing that hallelujah. And I went and got in and started singing with her, and I was on pitch, and she was just shocked. And I stayed on pitch with her. And so we just sung in the kitchen, and that's when she's like, okay, she needs to get in music.
She saw your talent. Amen. And that's great. That's great.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then gave you that opportunity to further advance. I love it. I love it. How can the listeners and viewers reach you on social media? Do you have any social media platforms? And what is the handle?
Yes. Right. It is Zanetta2023.com. You can reach me at my Instagram, Zanetta.2023. You can reach me on my Twitter page, at Zanetta.
Awesome. And we're going to make sure that we add the text inside this specific interview, so that those who are interested in following and learning more about you and keeping up with you can see that easily. Right now we have the promotion going on with your music, and actually people can get the song right now free by just simply filling out their name, email, and you're giving that song to individuals to build a connection with your audience and, hey, show them that you understand the struggle that they're going through. Because, you know, there's always this idea about, you know, return on investment, about, you know, your music, and artists always want to, and I get it and it makes sense. But sometimes, in my personal opinion, the return on investment can be the healing that you give another person. And God will bless you the way He knows what's best for us. And it's not always the monetary value that people may think. I tell, you know, artists all the time that, you know, God has blessed, you know, my wife and I in many different ways that we now know that we don't have an expectation for it to be monetary. You know what I mean? We look at things like our health. Mm-hmm. Thank God we're able to wake up this morning and walk, right? Thank God that we're able to use a vehicle to go to work. Thank God we have shelter. Thank God we have, you know, food in this very difficult time and financial difficult time. So I think what you're doing by giving this song away in a way that it's going to help individuals with this particular track feel that, you know, where they're coming from. You understand, again, the, you know, the issues that you dealt with personally is so serious that, you know, I think that once people get that that song and listen to it and get that understanding that, you know, Zanetta has gone through it, been there, and look at her now. She's overcome. She's striving. She's got things going on that, you know, hey, only God can do, right? So I really appreciate you allowing us to give that song. Again, folks, when I say give, okay, now, sister girl, want you to sign up for it, okay? Like her Spotify or something, okay? Give her something, you know what I mean? She done spent some change on this song. The very least we can do is like the song on Spotify or what have you. That's all she really asks, okay? So please do that. What's next for you?
The sky's the limit. I've written a lot of songs. I am still in the studio, so if you sign up to my channel on YouTube, you'll see different genres. You might get a little country, you might get jazz. I'm a musician, so I love the Lord, and God knows I love Him. I love music too.
Praise God. Praise God. Listen, it's been wonderful. We got, you know, a lot going on with this beautiful queen here, family. We are so engaged with the marketing and promotion of Zanetta's new debut single, Want to Praise You. We're going to go out with it and let you hear the full track. But can we invite you back on your next debut, or your next single, rather, or your next project? Is that okay?
I look forward to it.
Praise God. Hey, I appreciate you again. I look forward to working with you more. We're going to go ahead and sign out with you guys with this song. Again, I want you to go get it. All right. It's free right now. All you have to do is go to divinegems.com or go to her social media. Go to our social media. You will see many posts that states that the song is free. You can get it. Just click on the link and it'll take you there. But in the meantime, in between time, ladies and gentlemen, let's go out with a bang and listen to the song in full. Amen. Praise God.
Mine was in a mess and I could not fight the feeling. It was on that day when I learned your name and made me so happy. Now I must confess that I'm truly blessed and thankful, so thankful
for all that you've done for me.